Tough new laws to tackle motorcycle gangs will go before Parliament in the Australian state of Queensland today. The move is part of a crackdown taking place in several states against biker gangs. In recent months, there have been several cases of gang-related violence. So for more on this issue, let's speak now to my colleague, John Donison, who joins us from Sydney. Good to see you, John. Tell us, first of all, how powerful are these gangs?
Well, they're pretty powerful, and of course, the police say they have connections to drug dealing, organised crime. There's a lot of inter-gang violence, not just in Queensland, but in states across Australia. It's estimated there are around 3,500 members of these so-called outlaw biker gangs, such as the Hells Angels, 35 different gangs across the country. And Queensland, just the latest state, really, to sort of say it's had enough. These laws that they're trying to get through Parliament, the state parliament this week, being billed as the toughest Australia has ever seen. Large rewards being offered for information leading to gang activities. The bikes of any gang member who is convicted will be crushed and turned into scrap metal. Restrictions on gang members wearing their colours or their leathers in public, riding in large groups, and even one saying no gang member will be allowed to own a tattoo parlour.
John, give us a bit of a background to this. Are there specific incidents that have triggered this, surge, this interest, this legislation to crack down on the gangs?
Well, look, this is a long-running problem. I think since the 1980s, there have been 100 people killed in gang-related murders and more than 1,000 shootings. We've had a spate of violence, mostly inter-gang violence, rivals, drive-by shootings, that sort of things in recent months, not only in Queensland but also in the state of Victoria. Last week we had police in Victoria carrying out raids on more than 60 different properties linked to the Hells Angels gang, and there they seized a large amounts of guns, weapons, some sort of military style weapons, and also drugs and cash. So it's an ongoing problem, and it's one that I think various states across Australia are keen to tackle.
BBC's John Donison in Sydney. John.